Hello, kids and chi adults. I think a chi adult is part child and part adult. One of those adults that's still a kid, you know. Well, you've read stories and stuff. This is Joy Bubbles here in Minneapolis, your storyteller. That's all one word. Don't you dare split it. Joy Bubbles is a 10-letter word in beginning with J and ending in S. And Australia has opened many doors for me. I'll tell you about one of them, my apartment door. I went out to the lobby one day of my apartment, and you know, we have this buzzer system that you dial a code and it buzzes the apartment, and the person in the apartment would push a button and it lets you in, you know, and the door buzzes. Well, I decided to go out and get let in differently. I forwarded my phone using call forwarding, and it would ring at Jenny's house. And so, you know, she could push the button to let me in since I wasn't in my apartment. So I went out to the lobby. Dial the code. It rang, little bing, ring, ring, ring. I'll show you one. That's how Jenny's phone rings here. Just like this. Like that. Isn't that a fun ring? And that's because Jenny was in Australia, in Brisbane. And so she answered, and I said, could you let me in, please? And she pushed the 6 on the phone, which is the number that lets you in. And my door buzzed, and I said, you know, Australia has opened many doors for me. And the manager said that, as far as he knows, that's the farthest anybody has ever been let in from this building, because normally when people let you in, they're actually in the apartment. But I actually, while a lady was on a ship cruise, would let people in for her, and she was in Florida and had her apartment number forwarded up to me. And I let her therapist in to deliver some stuff one time. So, all the way from here. Anyway, I said Australia opens many doors for me. I'll tell you about one of them. There was this movie back in 1992. It was actually the first Sunday in May. I think that was May 3rd. It was on NBC, a Disney movie called Day-O. Day-O! You know, like there was this banana boat song. D-A-Y hyphen O. And it was about an imaginary friend. Imaginary friend came back to help her, this little friend named Deo, to help her believe in herself and gain inner strength and stuff. And I just was so tired that night, I said, I'll catch it on the rerun. The only thing is, there wasn't. And I waited, and I waited, and my friends checked. They'd send out emails, we'll notify you if this ever gets released on video kind of things. Nothing. They checked cable listings every week. You know what? It came to where it was 10 years, 2002. And by then, you know, I had thought about Australia has opened many doors for me. And I said, why not call Australia and ask them about Deo? So I called up and asked the name of a video store in Australia, and they gave me Blockbuster. And I called and said, oh, yeah, we released that long ago. We've all sold out. They're just not in stock. I came so close. They had released it. So I asked, do you know of any other video store? I'm calling from the U.S., and I'm a blind person. I really want this Deo. So she gave me the name of another one. They told me about the same story. I said, do you know any store that you could think of to call, no matter how wild of a chance? Well, now that you said wild of a chance, there is this sort of strange store, and they have about every sort of junk thing kind of you could imagine, sort of strewn around and very interesting place, I must say. You could call them. I'm not promising anything. I said, oh, that's all right. And then the phone number was one like she had never seen. I don't even think this phone number is right. It was a 500 number, some different phone service in Australia that cost me about 5 times the rate per minute. But who cares when it comes to Deo? So I called the first guy. We're too busy to look for it. So I called back in about maybe 10 or 20 minutes. So I did and got this nice lady, and she looked. After a while, she came back and said, you know what? We actually have it. There's one dusty copy back there. I'll just mail it out to you. And then I told her I was in the U.S. Oh, well, I don't really know how to send anything overseas and everything. I don't even know if we could do that or, you know, with customs. The post office, I'm not sure. I don't think we can do that. And I said, you know what? How about adding $20 onto it? That'll, you know, cover the postage. Oh, no, that would be way more than what it would cost. I said, I know, but, you know, if you do it, you're going to be taking time and, you know, inconvenience, and I appreciate that. Well, Sure. Really, you don't have to add that much. No, I don't have to, but, you know, I really want this Deo. All right, she said, I'll add $20 and I'll go and do whatever I have to do to get it to you. And I said, what's your name? You know, her name was Katrina. I thought, you know, since it's the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, I might as well tell a Katrina story. Somewhere in my notes, I think I even got that name of the store, but her name was Katrina, at least, and it was a 500 service number, which I don't even think they offer anymore in Australia. But Deo was even better than I thought it would be. It was a different video format, so I had to record the audio onto a variable speed recorder and slow it down. But it came out, and I listened to the movie and really enjoy it. Australia opens many doors for me. Oh, yeah, I got to tell you about the time I went to a concert, even though I wasn't really there. And it was actually at the middle of the night. They were selling tickets and everything right in the middle of the night, maybe at 2 in the morning. Well, that's because it was actually in Australia and I was here. So it was the Wiggles. They performed for kids. And Joyce and Peter, two dear friends in Brisbane, I was telling them about the concert. And, you know, I'd love to hear one of the Australian concerts because they perform here in the States, too, the Wiggles do. And I went there and I liked them. But I said, I wonder what one of the Australian performances are like. And Joyce said, I'll tell you what. I'll get my mobile, that's a cell phone in Australia, and we'll just go there. So Peter got a mic. He said, for something like that, we need a good mic. And it was like $500 or something. It was some TV broadcaster mic that he got. Little teeny eensy thing. I didn't know mics could even be $500 just for a little microphone, especially one that small. But she clipped it onto the front inside her dress and had the wire, and they made an equalizer box. One of the engineers at the company Peter owns kind of built this little thing with an equalizer to get the voice just ever so right, and a little amplifier to make it right for the headset jack on her mobile, and she had a backup mobile and went to the concert. So she went in, and she was about ready to buy a ticket, and then she said, you know, I think maybe I need two tickets because there's going to be a blind man listening in. A blind man? Well, bring him in. Oh, I can't do that. He's in the U.S. right now. But he can hear you, but you can't hear him because it's on a cell phone that I've mobile that I've got. And I got the mic hooked to my bra. And his name is Joy Bubbles. It's all one name, and he's totally blind, and he's, like, in bed. It's, like, 3 in the morning there right now, and he's listening to every word you say. But, you know, and so, you know, there was people behind Joyce in line waiting for their ticket. And this lady looked at Joyce like, you know, for some reason, I don't think she believed Joyce. I wonder why. She looked at Joyce like, weird, with a very, very long, kind of drawn out, kind of weird look, you know, and said, ma'am, just go right on in. And so Joyce got a free ticket, and I got a free ticket. And I wasn't even there, even though I went to the concert. And it was like our time, 3 in the morning. And I got to hear the Wiggles, and the mic was so good I could pick up kids all around talking and stuff in their Aussie accents. And the concert was an hour and a half, and we did it all by mobile from Australia, and she called me. Yeah, one of those adventures. Anyway, I'll never forget the Katrina, 2002, 3 years before the other one. And I'll tell you what, that Katrina in Australia was a lot nicer than the hurricane. Well, next week there'll be another story, and don't let your hammock be lonely, you know, in months or, you know, you've only got a little while left this summer. And stay strong, take care of each other, and find some time to play. Bye for now.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.